Hi, I'm Preeti Singh, a New Delhi-based writer, editor, and communications coach with 2 decades of wandering the wilderness that is policy research and media, both print and digital. I love reading crime fiction, love editing some non-fiction myself, and have been teaching business communication and writing for the past 5 years. You can follow me on Instagram or Twitter and connect with me there. My handle is Truth About Nobody, TRUTHABTNOBODY. That's Truth About Nobody. I hope to connect with you there. Welcome to the Good Comms Podcast with me, Preeti Singh, where I share bite-sized thoughts, tips, and tricks to help you brush up on your verbal and non-verbal communication skills. Visualize this. Someone is speaking to you or to an audience that includes you. Are you fidgeting? Thinking about food or your last vacation? Are you looking at your watch or sitting slouched in your uncomfortable chair? Are you doodling or taking notes? Are you staring ahead with glazed eyes or looking around the room listlessly? Can you recall the last 3 points the speaker made? Do you have a comment or a question on what is being said? Well, you may be doing a lot of things, like even planning your next exciting elevator pitch, but you're not listening. To listen actively is quite simply being in the moment. It involves a few steps or stages that add up to a key ingredient of good communication. In fact, being a good listener is the very first step toward being an effective communicator. If you're used to living in an echo chamber of your own ideas and opinions or dreams, you often forget to interact actively with the environment, influences, and quite often, the excellent advice around you. What's more, you also miss out on what others may really think about you. Active listening starts with giving the speaker your full attention to absorb or retain what is being said by fully comprehending what the speaker is saying. It then leads to measured responses, clarifying questions, and/or comments. The point is to clearly understand the message, and the real test of your listening ability is for you to be able to repeat it or paraphrase it. Better yet, to do both. It also requires you to pay close attention to and clearly identify both the positive and negative elements of what is being said. Paying attention only to one may skew your understanding and in turn your responses. Paying close attention manifests itself through various non-verbal cues to indicate that you're truly in sync and in step with the speaker. These include nodding your head, smiling, eye contact, a relaxed posture, or even mirroring the speaker. Like if she or he leans in to speak, so should you. Nonverbal cues like body language, facial expressions, tone, and general behavior become crucial when we talk about active listening, beyond what is being said. This is what makes active listening an intrinsically interactive activity, and it is used in meetings, interviews, one-on-one conversations like sharing of feedback, or even group discussions. In fact, a lot of our interactions can be categorized as those involving active listening across a broad spectrum as well. From hearing a friend share an important piece of personal news, to critical conversations like trauma counseling, from small talk at the water cooler that may provide important office news, all the way to talking someone suicidal off a ledge. What's important in any such scenario is that both parties have to be non-passive participants for it to truly work. Active listening also requires a good, close listener to be patient and neutral or non-judgmental, while being comfortable with both silences or passionate outbursts. One of the most useful hacks, according to me, when it comes to active listening is taking notes. It works both ways, when you're paying attention and when you're not, allowing you to replay what is being said or discussed. In heated, difficult, or contentious conversations, note-taking also allows you to chew over what is being said and allows you to defer judgment and come up with a balanced response. But of course, where active listening comes in most handy is where luxuries such as these, like note-taking, a recorder, a tablet, or paper to write on, or even time to respond, are not available to you. Therein lies the power of its mastery. Coupled with a good set of interpersonal skills and added to a good measure of emotional and social intelligence on your part, that power is formidable indeed. So, are you listening? That's it from me this week. If you'd like me to focus on anything specific, you may drop me a line at preeti193@gmail.com. That's preeti193@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow or subscribe to the Good Comms podcast with me, Preeti Singh, on your favorite listening apps, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Till the next time, keep the faith and stay safe. See you soon.